Miss Rebecca Erastus of Enercon to Miss Jennifer Mkwaya.
Just pause. Yes, you may proceed.
To which Ms. Mkwaya requested the payment to be processed, or rather sent the invoice to Ms. Olivia Dunaiski and as well as Mr. Velemse for them to certify the invoice.
Pause. Yes.
This was through an email. Simultaneously, that email was sent to one of the subordinates of Mr. Mkwaya, Martha Shikongo, Your Worship.
Just pause. Yes.
That was 5 minutes later, which was around 09:21.
You may proceed.
In which he had instructed Ms. Martha to prepare or to initiate the payment process.
Who instructed Martha?
Ms. Mkwaya, Your Worship. Subsequent to that, Mr. Velemse certified the invoice together with Mr. Davis Mafosa.
Which invoice are we referring to?
The invoice for the purchase of the assets in respect of the payment being made by NAMCOR to Enercon.
Yes.
And Mr. Mafosa had actually certified on behalf of Ms. Dunaiski, as there was an email in which he was requested to certify the invoice on her behalf as she was not in the office.
Yes.
Your Worship, in order to verify the allegations, as part of the allegations was that the assets sold by Enercon were encumbered to the Ministry of Defence through an agreement. Which was signed on the 15th of September 2015.
What's the date?
15th September 2016, Your Worship?
You earlier said 2015.
2015, I'm trying to... I'm speaking under correction here, Your Worship.
Okay.
2016, Your Worship.
Yes.
Your Worship, part of the investigations was to establish, rather to verify the allegations, and therefore we visited the Ministry of Defence. In fact, Your Worship, the investigations conducted at the Ministry of Defence was in twofold. The first part of it relates to the agreement between defense and Enercon on the supply of fuel.
Just hold.
Whereas the second part of the investigations was relating to the invoices, or rather the purchase orders that were issued by the Ministry of Defense in favor of Enercon. And as well as the invoices that were received by the Ministry of Defense from Enercon for the period August 1 through to December 2022, 2022, Your Worship.
The invoices received from?
From Enercon by Ministry of Defense.
What's the period that you just gave?
1 August to December 2022.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Your Worship, it was established through the investigations with the Ministry of Defense that indeed there was a 15-year agreement, and therefore the allegations were confirmed. And this was the fuel supply agreement between the Ministry of Defense and Enercon. The agreement was running for a period of 15 years and it was due to expire in 2031, Your Worship.
Can you inform the court what the agreement entailed from your investigations? You may proceed.
Yes. Among others, the agreement provided that Enercon would supply the Ministry of Defense with petroleum products for the said period. And that they would continue with other services that they were rendering for the Ministry of Defense, which includes the fuel management system.
Yes.
And at that point, the agreement was between the two institutions, that is Ministry of Defense and Enercon, was still in force.
Yes.
And it became evident through the investigations that Enercon had not informed the Ministry of Defense that they were selling the assets that were sold to NAMCOR by Enercon.
Yes.
Because these assets were situated on the military bases.
Yes.
And in terms of the agreements between Ministry of Defense and Enercon, the assets that were sold by Enercon would become assets of Ministry of Defense once the contract was fulfilled by 2031, Your Worship.
Which year?
2031.
You may proceed.
And the ministry only became aware of the disposition, rather only became aware that Enercon had sold these assets after the minister inquired from the executive director, after the civil came, or rather the civil case was launched in the High Court by NAMCOR, Your Worship. Yes, NAMCOR. Upon which they tried to seek clarity from Enercon through August 26, Your Worship, which is a subsidiary or an entity owned by the Ministry of Defense.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, Your Worship, these are the very assets that were sold by Enercon to NAMCOR.
Yes.
In actual fact, Your Worship, from the 18th, or rather from the 19th of July 2022, when the payment was made, through to April 2023, I believe when Mr. Mulunga was suspended, this was unknown to the board, or rather the acquisition of the assets was unknown to the board. In fact, it was unknown to the entire NAMCOR.
Just pause.
Yes, as the same was only reported anonymously during April 2023, Your Worship, and that is the time NAMCOR board became aware that NAMCOR trading had actually acquired these assets. It was interesting to note that despite the acquisition of the said assets, Your Worship,
yes,
it was business as usual, in a sense that Enercon Namibia continued supplying fuel to the Ministry of Defense as per the agreement with the defense. Despite having sold those assets on 18 July, Your Worship, 2022. Until today, as far as the investigations has established, NAMCOR has never enjoyed or received any benefit for having acquired these assets. which begs the question as to why was these assets actually sold to NAMCOR in the first place?
Your Worship, I understand that the witness is busy narrating his story, but I note now a question is being asked by the witness. I wonder who will answer that question.
Yeah, I understand he just put a question himself. It's
that's the problem. Yeah. Your Worship, if our clients were standing there doing that, this court would tell them. In fact, you did it with even Ms. Amukwaya. You told her you can't ask questions.
Yes, but...
And we don't need the drama, Your Worship. Even as he stands there, Your Worship, he keeps giving a commentary. It is interesting to note. He must just give his story, Your Worship. That's it.
Yes, I understand, but the way he put it, he stated that it was, let me, the question was, why were these assets, I am not, from my understanding, just a minute, that's why I did not tell him you cannot ask questions. From my understanding is that he is just posing a question without expecting any answer from.
But that's the problem, Your Worship. He cannot pose the question. That's the bottom line, Your Worship.
Yes, but the question is not posed to anyone. It just appears to me it's a rhetoric question. Why were the assets sold?
Which is not needed, Your Worship.
We are on record. We can proceed.
Yes. You can proceed, Chief. Judges, pause there. You may proceed, Chief.
Thank you. If I can maybe perhaps indicate as well that when the assets were acquired, they were listed as to as far as the nature and description of the assets that NAMCOR Trading was buying.
Just keep it slow. Yes.
These assets were listed in the offer that was made on the 15th of July 2022. An offer which was accepted on behalf of Enercon by Mr. Peter Elindi and Malakia Elindi.
Yes.
At that point in time, Your Worship, the nature, the description, the evaluation was conducted as to what is it that NAMCOR was intending to buy from Enercon. The offer was also annexed to the asset purchase agreement.
Yes.
And as well as the evaluation that was conducted by the engineering team, Your Worship. The engineering team, as indicated yesterday, they physically went to the different sites.
Yes, just slow down. You can proceed.
Where they physically saw the assets that they indicated in the evaluation report. Took pictures of their visits to those destinations.
Yes.
Your Worship, On the 19th, after the invoice was received and certified correct,
19th?
July 2022.
Yes.
Immediately thereafter, money was paid, or rather, two transactions were made by Namco Trading to Enercon's two accounts. Of which an amount of 35 million was paid into Enercon's account ending with 848.
35 million was paid to?
Enercon's account,
yes,
ending with 848. And the remain, my apologies, Your Worship.
Yes.
My apologies. The account, 35 million was paid to the account ending with 520,
yes,
not 848. Your Worship.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, you may proceed.
The remaining balance of 18,212,000 was paid to Enercon's account ending with 848. And that was on the 19th of July, 2022.
Yes.
As per the agreement between the two entities, the amount of 35 million was paid back to Namco in order to offset the debt that Enercon had incurred with Namco.
Please, may I just repeat that?
The 35 million was paid back to Namco Trading in order to offset the debt of 35 million that was incurred by Enercon following the agreement signed on the 16th of March 2022, Your Worship.
Which agreement was that?
The fuel supply agreement. Your Worship, it is important to note that Enercon only had a credit limit of 15.5 million in terms of that agreement signed, the fuel supply agreement signed on 16 March.
Credit agreement of how much?
Of 15.5 million.
You said that was in terms of the fuel supply agreement.
That's correct.
Yes.
But by the 19th of July, they had exceeded this credit limit with at least 20 million euros.
19th July, which year?
2022. And hence...
Let's just repeat that. By 19th July, what happened? Just repeat.
By 19th July, 2022... Enercon had a debt of 35 million, hence the repayment from the money which Namco had paid to Enercon.
Yes.
Your Worship, at that point, if one were to include the 73 million debt which Enercon had, or rather which Ecofuel Investment had ceded to Enercon.
Just pause there. Yes.
The total exposure in terms of the value owed by Enercon towards Namcor Trading was around 108 million.
Yes.
Jumping back to the account in which 18 million was paid, 18,212,000 was paid.
Yes.
Immediately after this payment was received in Enercon's account ending with 848.
You may proceed.
An amount of 3.6 million, which is 3,613,000, Your Worship.
3,613,000
was paid on the same date from Enercon's account ending with 848. Into an entity called Onyeka Clearing and Forwarding CC, Your Worship. This entity is owned, Onyeka Clearing and Forwarding is owned by Mr. Malakia Elindi and his wife, Lydia Elindi, who holds 50% interests each. Of this 3.6 million, Your Worship, $1.5 million each was paid to Mr. Peter Elindi and Malakia Elindi. It's personal accounts held at Bank Windhoek.
Just pause there. Yes.
There was also an amount of 9.5 million.
Okay, before you proceed, who are the signatories to this account?
The signatories to Onyeka Clearing CC includes Mr. Peter Elindi, Malakia Elindi, as well as Lydia Elindi.
May I proceed?
Your Worship, an amount of 9.5 million was paid on the same day, which is the 19th of July 2022, to an entity called Echo Trading CC.
Just pause. Yes.
Which at the time was 100% interest held by Simaneka Victor Malima. Your Worship, upon receipt of these funds into the account of a Bank Windhoek account of Echo Trading. Funds were dispersed, Your Worship, to various entities and in. Immediately, Your Worship, I believe the date should have been the 20th of July 2022. Yes, 22. An amount of 1,040,000. Was debited from the said account of Echo Trading and credited into the account of Parkwood Petroleum.
Yes.
In terms of the BIPA registration documents, Parkwood Petroleum was 100% owned by Mr. Willems.
Just pause. Yes.
Who at the time was still in the employment of NAMCO. As manager, supply and logistics. And Your Worship, this was the very same money which was paid from his employer at the time to Enercon.
Yes.
Another amount, Your Worship, of 1,470,000 Namibian dollars.
1,000,000?
470.
Yes.
Was paid into a Bank Windhoek account. Of quality meat supplies. An entity which I indicated yesterday is owned by Ms. Hileni Itana. To which Mr. Simaneka is the beneficial owner, and subsequent to that, he is the signatory to the bank account. Your Worship, when this money, or rather when this credit was received in the account of Quality Meat Supplies, immediately an amount of 960,000 Namibian dollars was paid into the account of Mr. Willems, his personal account held at Standard Bank. This money, Your Worship, was still the very same money which was initially, originally paid by NAMCOR to Enercon, and then from Enercon to Echo Trading, and then from Echo Trading into Quality Meat Supplies, and ended up into the account of Mr. Willems.
Just pause. You may proceed.
The remaining balance of 500, of 500 from the 1.7, from the 1.470.
Remaining balance of?
There should have been a remaining balance of 510, Your Worship, of which an amount of 500,000 was paid into the account of Panduleni Farming.
Yes.
At that time, Panduleni Farming was 100% owned by Mr. Panduleni.
Just pause. Yes.
The husband of Miss Jennifer Mukwaya, who at the time was the executive finance and administration at NAMCOR, basically the chief financial advisor.
What was the position? Executive?
Executive finance and administration. Your Worship, in order for this money to leave the account of NAMCOR, the 53 million, it was approved by Ms. Hamukwaya.
Just pause.
Your Worship, a transaction of 1.5 million was also debited from the account of Eco Trading. CC?
Please may I repeat that? Transaction of?
1.5 million. Mm-hmm. And credited into an account of Eco Fuel Investment, CC.
Please just repeat that.
An amount of 1.5 million was debited from the account of Eco Trading, CC, and credited into the account of Eco Fuel Investment, CC. Now, so Eco Fuel Investment CC was at the time owned by Johanna Munjeko and Martha Antindi.
Yes.
And Your Worship, this money was withdrawn in cash at Nedbank in two parts immediately after it was received.
Do you know when this money was withdrawn?
I'm speaking under correction, Your Worship, somewhere between 20 to 21 there, of July 2022.
Yes.
And it was withdrawn into the first 700,000 and 800,000, which made up 1.5. Although the entity, Eco Fuel Investment, was owned by Johanna Munjego and Martha Antindi, the signatories to the specific bank account in which this money was paid Wesimaneka Victor Malima, Austin Elindi, and Connie Van Veek.
Were your investigations able to...
Before you proceed, you testified that the amount of 1.5 million Namibian dollars was withdrawn cash in two parts.
That's correct, Your Worship.
Do you know who withdrew the amount?
Mr. Connie Van Veek.
That's always no, Your Worship. Thank you. Who withdrew the money?
Mr. Connie Van Veek.
You can proceed.
Your Worship, it must also be noted that in terms of the addresses provided on Eco Fuel Investment CC, as well as the postal address, Your Worship.
Please just slow down. Just repeat that in terms of the addresses.
They have similar addresses, both Eco Fuel Investment and Eco Trading CC. As far as the BIPA documentation is concerned, the address provided there is number 15, Hammerkop Street, Hawkland Park, which happens to be the address of Mr. Peter Elindi. Your Worship, just to go back slightly to Onyeka. There were two additional payments made by Enercon amounting to 200,000 Namibian dollars between 20 July and 25 July.
Just pause. Yes.
Which resulted in Onyeka having received at least 3.8 million, Your Worship, between the 19th and the 25th of July 2022 from Enercon.
Give us a timeline, the period again.
Is it between 19 to 25 July 2022?
Yes.
Of which an amount of 213,000 was transferred to an entity called Nyambali Medical.
How much amount?
213,000.
Yes.
And Your Worship, investigations established that Nyambali Medical is owned 48.5% each by Mr. Peter and Malakia Elindi. Of which the remaining percent is in the name of a certain Adele Conradi.
Yes.
Your Worship, this money was paid, and I'm speaking under correction, Your Worship, whether it's DBN. Yes, DBN, Your Worship.
Which money are you talking about?
The 213, okay. 212,000 and something was paid to DBN, Your Worship.
DBN, what do you mean?
Development Bank of Namibia. Okay. From the account of Nyambali. I must also indicate, Your Worship, in terms of the account opening documentations of Nyambali, there is a resolution indicating that the only signatories to the account, or the specific account, Bank Windhoek account, is Mr. Peter and Malakia Elindi.
Just pause there. Yes.
Your Worship, going back to Echo Trading, there was another 1 million that was paid, Your Worship. I'm speaking under correction to verify on the bank statement later. I believe somewhere 2022, Your Worship, which is still part of the money that initially originated from NAMCOR. This money was paid into an entity by the name Venus Technology.
Just pause. Yes.
Venus Technology is owned 100% interests by Austin Elindi. And it was part of this money, Your Worship. Where an amount of $10,000 was paid into savings account of Ms. Dunaiski. The beginning of August 2022.
A savings bank account.
That's correct, Your Worship.
Yes.
Your Worship, the other million, there were some credits, cash deposits added into the account of Venus Technology around about the same time, subsequent to which the money was used to deposit a vehicle in the amount of $1,184,000.
Can you just elaborate on that?
What amount?
$1,184,000. Was used to pay for a deposit on a hire purchase of a vehicle bought by Austin Elindi from Bank Windhoek. Your Worship, another transaction which happened immediately thereafter the credit was received by Echo Trading was an amount of $1.2 million.
Can you, before you proceed, Chief, can you just tell the court what you did? You do investigations on this vehicle, who owns the vehicle, anything with regard to the vehicle?
Your Worship, at this point, it's perhaps, if the court, of course, allows me, if I could say that the vehicle was initially purchased by Mr. Austin Elindi, However, the vehicle has since changed ownership as far as the registrations with Metis is concerned, Your Worship. We are still following up. We know in whose name is currently registered, but it's registered in somebody else's name. The vehicle is being used by somebody else. So without me disclosing that name, Your Worship, but that is the current status.
Okay, you say you're still investigating.
That's correct, that. Okay. Your Worship.
You may proceed.
Yes, Your Worship, there was an amount of 1.2 million that was paid into an entity called Oshali Fuel Investment, CC.
Yes.
Oshali is owned by a gentleman with the name Simeon Nangolo, Your Worship. Simeon Anjene Nangolo.
Anjele.
Anjene. Something like that. Your Worship, this amount was credited in the Bank Windhoek account also. And we know that this amount, Your Worship, it was subsequently after being received into the said account.
Just pause. Yes.
Paid to NAMCOR by Oshali Fuel Center, Your Worship.
Was it the whole amount paid? 1.2 million.
Your Worship, there were some other funds at this point. I know the whole amount, I think there were some added amounts, but it was wholly paid to NAMCOR.
Yes.
Now, Your Worship, having looked at how the distribution of the funds that were received from NAMCOR was applied.
Just
and taking into considerations that NAMCOR had bought assets, which they never used. From 18 July to date, Your Worship?
18 July, which year?
2022.
Yes.
It was concluded that the fuel, the asset purchase agreement was simply a vehicle.
Just pause.
Or an instrument that was used to enable the money to be paid from NAMCOR trading.
Just pause. Yes.
Enercon had the opportunity And so did Mr. Mulunga. From 18 July or 19 July, when the funds were paid, Your Worship. Until the time when Mr. Mulunga was suspended. But nothing was done, Your Worship. And the evidence, Your Worship.
Yes.
As I've indicated in terms of the entities I was reading, Your Worship, evidence indicated that some of the money or some of these funds went into the pockets of the staff members, or at least indirectly to the relative or the husband of Ms. Hamukwaya, Your Worship. If one takes the amount of...
Just pause.
If one adds up the amount of 960,000 received in the personal account of Mr. Velemse, and 1,040,000 Namibian dollars, which went into his entity, or rather an entity 100% interests held by him.
Which entity is that?
Parkwood.
Yes.
He received a gratification of at least 2 million. It is important to indicate that Mr. Velemse was instrumental in the acquisition of the assets from by his employer from Enercon.
Just pause. Why do you say that, Chief?
Your Worship, he was one of the people that recommended the submissions for the, or rather the motivations that was internally submitted at NAMCOR in order for NAMCOR Trading to acquire the concerned assets. He himself, Your Worship, and Ms. Dunaski arranged and instructed Mr. Sam Hashela to compile the discounted cash flow report. And Your Worship, these are activities which they were executing in their official capacity at the time, and yet ended up receiving gratification from the same proceeds.
Just pausing. Yes.
Similarly with Ms. Hamukwaya, Your Worship, she approved the payment in her official capacity. Following which an amount of $500,000 was paid to Panduleni Farming. Which is her husband's, which was an entity held 100% by her husband.
Just pause. Whilst we are at Panduleni Farming, were you able to follow the 500,000 that was paid into Panduleni Farming CC account?
Your Worship, we were able to conduct financial analysis as far as the bank accounts are concerned, partial.
Yes.
I know altogether, Your Worship, when I've spoken about the gratifications that were received as a result of the fuel supply agreement, Your Worship, I know that there was an amount totaling 643, I'm speaking under correction, Your Worship, 643,000 that was paid into the mortgage, which I suppose is a home loan of Mr. and Ms. Hamukwaya. That was during the period May 27, 2022 through to December 17, 2022. But I would still quantify how that was done, because there were other additional payments that was received as a result of the fuel supply.
Okay. You can continue.
Your Worship, investigations also...
Are you moving to a different topic? Or are you continuing?
Okay. Your Worship,
you may proceed,
Chief. Investigations also established that there was a misrepresentation that was made by Mr. Peter and Malakia Elindi.
Yes.
In that they did not disclose that these assets, NAMCOR could not take ownership of the assets which NAMCOR was buying. And Your Worship, we are saying so because
yes.
When the offer was made on the 15th of July, the commercial offer, on the 15th of July 2022, Namcor Trading specified what they wanted to buy. Before Enercon accepted the offer, they had the opportunity to change or to indicate
Yes.
They could indicate that they were not selling the assets, for example, or that Namcor could not buy the assets which they had indicated in their offer. Similarly, so, Your Worship, even when they signed the contract on the... Your Worship, the dates are a little bit tricky here. The commercial offer was on the 8th of July, not 15th. And I just need to be corrected on what I said there. The commercial offer was on the 8th of July, whereas the signing of the agreement by Enercon was on the 15th of July.
Yes.
So similarly, on the 15th of July, when they signed the agreement, they also had the opportunity to specify as to what exactly they were offering to Namcor, but that was not done. Which caused Namcor Trading,
I suppose,
To suffer an actual loss of 53,212,000, which has not been recovered to date.
Now, Chief, why are you saying Namcor suffered 53 million loss if 35 million was paid back to Namcor as per your testimony?
Your Worship, Enercon did not sell anything to Namcor to date. And if that is the case,
Judge's pause. Yes.
Enercon had used part of the 53 million to offset the debt. Basically, Enercon paid the debt it had with Namcor, with Namcor's money.
You testified that Enercon did not sell anything to Namcor to date. Why do you say that?
Your Worship, Namcor never took ownership of any assets. And Your Worship, this was enabled by Mr. Mulunga. in a sense that he bypassed all procedures in order to have that contract signed, Your Worship. Your Worship.
Just pause. You may proceed.
If NAMCOR never took ownership of the assets they intended to buy, Your Worship,
yes,
there was no agency in not having followed the procedures. Mr. Mulunga was well aware of this accusation from the time he started planning to buy the assets.
Just pause.
In May 2020, until the time he left, I mean, until the time he was suspended, Your Worship. In April 2023. And failed to report this to the board of NAMCOR.
Or failed to report what?
The acquisition of the assets.
Yes.
Your Worship. Evidence has also shown that there was a conspiracy meaning there was a plan between Enercon and Your Worship. When I'm talking about Enercon, I'm referring to the two directors who accepted the offer and subsequently signed the contract.
Who are those?
Mr. Malakia and Peter Elindi. Okay. Together with Mr. Mulunga, Mr. Velemse.
Just pause. Yes.
Ms. Hamukwaya and Ms. Dunaiski.
You may proceed.
Hence, Your Worship, they did not do anything from the time such an agreement or the asset purchase agreement was signed.
Just pause.
the value of the consent asset paid to Enercon? Nothing was done, Your Worship, until the matter was reported anonymously. And Your Worship, when I'm saying anonymously, it was reported to the then Honorable Minister of Finance, Honorable Shimi, and the board of NAMCOR during April 2023, which resulted into the internal investigations, among other issues that were being investigated.
If you're saying nothing was done, what do you mean by that? Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Your Worship. I'm saying nothing was done because NAMCOR had entered into this agreement to buy assets. Assets which they did not use or own. Whereas Enercon continued as though it was business as usual to supplying fuel to Ministry of Defense and the subsequent use of those very assets that they sold to NAMCOR Trading.
Can I continue?
Your Worship, I believe I can move to the fuel supply.
I suppose. Before you move to the fuel supply agreement, did you do a financial analysis on the accounts of Cedric Willemsen?
Your Worship, partial analysis has been done on most of the accounts that are involved.
Yes.
Which is how the Commission was able to actually conclude that there were corrupt practices, as there were gratifications that were received even by staff members of NAMCOR.
Okay. May I proceed?
Your Worship, just to note that despite Enercon's account being zeroized,
pause. Yes.
And what I mean when I'm saying zeroized is, on the 19th of July, 35 million was paid back to NAMCOR by Enercon, meaning the account of Enercon had a zero balance, so they did not owe NAMCOR anymore.
Okay. Just pause there. Yes.
Your Worship, between 1 August 2022 through to end November 2022,
yes,
the debt of Enercon again rose to 35 million 747,651 Namibian dollars.
Please repeat the amount. 35 million.
35,747,651.
Yes.
You might be wondering, Your Worship, how I know this figure. It's because initially, when I started my testimony yesterday, I indicated that in Mr. Kongoro's statement when he reported the case, he indicated the value, the total value of the fuel that was not paid for by the two entities was a little over 277 million.
Which two entities?
Enercon and Erongo.
Okay. Just pause. Yeah. What was the value of the fuel?
A little over 277 million.
Yes.
Of which 38 million was alleged to be the fuel that was supplied to Enercon, or the fuel that Enercon had not paid.
Yes.
Your Worship, during the investigations, we went back to NAMCOR. Where Your Worship, we requested records, invoices, in order to prove the allegations. In respect of the two entities, but for now I'll focus only on Enercon, and then when I go into Erongo, I'll also bring those ones out.
Could you just pause? Yes.
So, Your Worship, NAMCOR Trading was able to provide investigations with invoices totaling 35,747,651 Namibian dollars. For the period 1 August through to November 2022, Your Worship.
To November
2022. Your Worship, and these were invoices that were issued by NAMCOR Trading in regard to the fuel or petroleum products that were supplied by NAMCOR Trading to Enercon.
Just pause. Yes.
And upon reconciling, Your Worship, that's why we had a different figure, slightly different figure from the figure that was reported in the initial statement of Mr. Kongoro. As these invoices were accompanied by the respective purchase orders that were issued by Enercon to NAMCOR.
Yes.
And also comprised of email approvals by the members of the credit committee. In this regards, the approval I'm referring for, Your Worship, is in respect of Ms. Amukwaya, Ms. Olivia, and Mr. Willemsen.
Yes.
Your Worship, the investigations noted that in the fuel supply agreement, one of the conditions was that when Enercon issued an invoice, or rather a purchase order to Namco Trading.
Just pause there. Just repeat that and you can continue.
Yes. One of the conditions in the fuel supply agreement was that when Enercon issues a purchase order to Namco Trading for the supply of fuel, such an order would be accompanied by a corresponding purchase order that was issued by the Ministry of Defense. Your Worship.
Just for stay. Yes.
We could not find any corresponding purchase orders issued by the Ministry of Defense in the custody of Namco Trading as per the agreement.
Yes.
Which meant that the supply of fuel by Namco Trading, Your Worship, was contrary to the agreement.
Just pause.
As it was clearly spelled out, Your Worship, in the fuel supply agreement, that failure to providing a corresponding purchase order issued by the Ministry of Defense.
Just pause. Yes.
That no fuel would be supplied to Enercon. But we know and have evidence proving that fuel was actually supplied to Enercon, despite there not being a government-issued purchase order. Your Worship, the investigations proceeded back to the Ministry of Defense. In order to retrieve or obtain evidence in respect of the purchase orders that were issued by the Ministry of Defense. In favor of the supply of fuel done to them by Enercon for the period 1 August through to November 2020, to your worship. And the rationale for that, your worship, was because one of the conditions in the fuel supply agreement was that all the invoices issued by Enercon to defense will have Enercon's account ending with 520, your worship.
Yes.
Your worship, the purchase orders, invoices for the period I mentioned were obtained from the Ministry of Defense. And your worship, evidence indicated that Enercon had issued invoices for that period listing the account ending with a 848.
Yes.
Which contradicts which contradicted the terms and conditions of the agreement, of the fuel supply agreement, as it indicated such invoices would have the account ending with 520, worship. Which was a misrepresentation in this regard. Because the money would not have gone in the intended account, your worship. Your worship, part of the...
can proceed.
Your worship, in order for a payment to be processed through a purchase order, your worship.
Just pause. Yes.
There is a verification process which is undertaken by the government in order to, among others, curb incidents of fraud.
Just pause. Continue.
Your Worship, which means there are different mechanisms that the government put in place in order for a payment to be finally made. There are makers and checkers within the finance streams. Part of this balance and checks, Your Worship, is verifying that a payment is made into an account number listed on the invoice attached to the specific quotation, purchase order, Your Worship.
You're saying the account listed on the invoice?
That's correct, Your Worship.
And who lists such account?
The account would be listed by the service provider, the person or the entity providing the invoice. What it means, Your Worship.
Just pause. Yes, what it means?
Yes, what it means, Your Worship, an entity can have more than 2, 3, 4, 5 listed accounts with the Ministry of Finance.
Just post them. Yes.
And the payment will be made to an account which is listed on the specific invoice at the time of payment. Your Worship, it was noted during the investigations that despite Enercon having incurred a debt of 35 million from March 2022.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opo.
Also taking into consideration that there was no credit guarantee provided by Enercon. It looks like NAMCOR trading through its credit committee members. Mr. Velems and Ms. Amukwaya and Ms. Dunaiski, once again allowed the supply of fuel from 1 August through to November 2022 of the same amount, 35 million. This, when in fact, Your Worship, Enercon had already demonstrated from March 2022 to July, they had demonstrated their inability to honor their debt.
Yes.
In this regard, Your Worship, NAMCOR is exposed to the loss of that same amount because they supplied petroleum products. The credit committee members approved which as a result created a gratification for Enercon.
Gratification for who?
For Enercon.
What do you mean by that?
Because Enercon received fuel, which they enjoyed selling to their customers, and of course not paying or making very little payments to NAMCOR as a result.
Worship, I do not want to disrupt. I just want to be thorough what's going on here. May my colleague indicate the last part of evidence by the witness regarding the alleged gratification to Enercon. It is in relation to what charge? Can we just please know that, because we are beginning to fear that this is turning out into something else.
Honestly.
In relation to what just so that we, for our note, we know gratification to Enercon. In relation to what just.
Do you want to answer that?
I am not cross examining your Lord. Yes. My colleague is leading the witness. She must answer to court. I'm not cross examining.
You should, I'm leading the witness, but I'm not telling the witness what he has to testify. So if he says it's a gratification in relation to Enercon, then the follow-up question was to be, why do you mean gratification to Enercon?
Your Worship, why it is called leading of a witness is for the legal practitioner in front of you to direct the witness on matters that are relevant. It's a simple question. That gratification to Enercon, we do not want to ambush, is in relation to what offense? My colleague is the public prosecutor in this court. If it is irrelevant, then we must not be made to be here listening to things that you should be in a commercial court or somewhere else. All I'm asking, gratification is a technical, contextual term in terms of the Anti-Corruption Act. All I want to know
It is in relation to what of, and that is it.
Bishop, the witness clearly testified that Enokon was duly represented by Peter Elinti and Malaki Elinti. So, and then he also informed this court that payments were made into the personal accounts of Peter and Malaki Elinti. So it is relevant.
Your Lordship, may we get the clarity we are seeking. There are a number, under Chapter 4 of the Anti-Corruption Act, there are a number of offences dealing with offering or giving gratification. Gratification spoken about by the witness now suddenly relates to Enokon receiving gratification. All what we want to know, perhaps we misunderstood, it is in relation to which charge, your worship. And we need to be assisted by my colleague, and if she cannot, then she must say she cannot. It's not an objection. We just want us want clarity.
Sir, can you just for now? Yes, just you are under oath. Mrs. Sindo?
Bishop, we have not gotten to the charges as yet. So when we get to the charges, we will lead the witness with regard to the specific charges listed.
Mr. Namanje, you heard what he said. Maybe we can move on from.
Okay, we will see what happens.
Yes.
We hope and pray we will be able to get what offense he was talking about. But if it is not the case, if they will not be able to link this particular part of evidence to a particular offense, with greatest respect to your worship, I think it is time for all of us to be told that we are not here to hear things that are not relevant to them. Otherwise, we will never finish this bail application. All, my colleague can then proceed.
We are only dealing with things that are relevant. You may proceed.
You can proceed.
We will tell you where you... In this regard, NAMCOR was exposed. That's where you...
Yes. NAMCOR suffered an actual prejudice, your worship, of the same amount.
Let's just get that quickly. If you, did you say the same amount or said amount?
It depends, your worship. I can be specific. 35 million.
Okay. You may proceed.
Your worship, the staff members of NAMCOR Trading, or NAMCOR itself, your worship.
NAMCOR Trading or NAMCOR itself?
Yes, your worship. The members of the credit committee.
I just want to know which
yes,
one.
Worship.
Yes, let me use the NAMCOR, the credit committee, your worship.
Okay. Which staff members, so that we can be sure?
Mr. Velemse, Ms. Amukwaya, and Ms. Edonaiski.
Yes.
Your worship failed to comply with their internal policies, your worship, of the credit policy when the authorized credit dispensations.
Just take it slow. Yes.
For the supply of fuel to Enokon.
You said they failed to comply with the credit policy. What do you mean? What were they supposed to comply with?
Your worship, In terms of NAMCOR's credit policy, they are not the only members of the credit committee.
Just pause. Yes.
Other members of the credit committee, Your Worship, were the head of legal, Ms. Damolin Muruko, manager finance, Mr. Petrus Ainiko, NAMCOR's accountant, Mr. Peter Sivambo.
Yes.
These are members of the credit committee, and any request should have come through the credit committee in full. Although the other three, Your Worship,
yes,
Your Worship, although the other three were not decision makers.
Yes.
They would make recommendations. Either.
Just slow down, sir. Slow down.
Either to approve or disapprove.
Yes.
Before you proceed, can we just make space for Advocate Lilungu there? No, that counsel must move away, but just to space, maybe he can. Yeah.
Yes.
Search was not done, Your Worship.
What do you mean that they were not decision makers?
Your Worship, although the others were members of the committee, they would just make recommendations.
Yes.
And then the strategic executive finance, the strategic executive sales and marketing, a capacity in which Ms. Olivia was at the time acting, and as well as executive supplies, a capacity in which Mr. Velemse was also acting, Your Worship, would have been the decision makers. So the committee should sit or at least make an informed decision before deciding to approve or disapprove.
Just pause. Okay. We proceed.
By looking at how the customer has been conducting themselves, how they have been repaying, and so forth and so on.
Yes.
Search was not done, Your Worship, in regards to the supply of fuel in excess of 15.5 million. Yes. Above the credit limit. Your Worship, I want to, for now, take my evidence with regards to Enercon. There?
Maybe before you do, you are referring to credit limit. What is that?
Your Worship, the credit limit, this is the limit that was sanctioned when the customer was onboarded.
No, meaning what?
In this regard, Your Worship, it means the customer is allowed to receive product to a certain amount without having paid for their product. When Enercon was onboarded, Your Worship, through the fuel supply agreement of 16 March.
Just pause.
They were granted a credit limit of 15.5 million.
Proceed.
Bishop, please may we have a 10-minute health break? We can even make it five. Five or ten?
Five is not a use.
Then the court will be adjourned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yanchangwe, ki mizuzu ye mashumi amaveli. Nulimungi, yesela vehire kwa hola yalna ya voveli. Yen. Miki msihali, mutozichwa ni kaofela kwa mtelelize wale siyaluna. Mzeko wa una vakonle kunga kapo mulonyana ka mizuzu yetano mi kasamla ho vaka kona kuzwela pili kapa en ki kuzwela pili ni mzeko mwende ni vuza basi utupi kuli ka kapo mulo ke vangire ki kapo mulo kanyi
Ki habasika supeza kuri banga habasika avulela kuri banga kapumunonya na kweza chwa mwende kuna nzeba teba kaeza
mbavale skuli
mbavale zifa ya kuri luya faka pumunonya na
kona kuri halu zivu kapumunonya na kaka kanga na kwe kumaka eh? Okay. Kona kuli ze konle kweza hala mwa zazila kacheno sofa aniska kona kutereza anzapa mutereza mina
ki
baba konle kubolela mwa mze kwa kacheno ki vafivani
baba swali ku kufav paki faka kulifaa basi kufav paki
aha
kibo inambao
oh baba ba, batisa basi ku batisa litavaze za vuliangelino
kibo na basi kufa fupaki
Kona kuli vakonde kuvulelani.
Baswiku fafu paki wakuli bafumani lipatisisa vakonde kweza miha vaskari yeza kakutala atika feleleza kare vaskari feleleza kare kono vakonde kufumana kuli kona sisi tisize kuli vave ni kutama vatamiwa vatamiwe bakensa kuri bafumane kuri kuna nibuli angeli na busuri kuzera pili misi huru vomlunga kuri vakonile kweza kupanga bakonile kufiteleza matabona mine bavuza kiwani basoye kubwera kuna nzeva soye kubwera za ku deba kabutungira uri kwa tabazeti se kuri basoye kuvuza kiwani kwa la bali puzo kabukuswani
aha bakometa ngori wanga kwanto kwa Kavu mai hanska kona kutereza Marza zila kachenu Haisi nika yoli kaa kutereza Lizazi hali nzeria Kono mavani Ya mavani niko nile kuitereza Kutua kuli litavane zi matachwani Mavani.
Yeluya wile luna. Neli kwani kone mwile.
Mana kwani kone mwile hakuna zenga taze izoe zahala. Hakuna zenga taze izoe zahala kwani. Eva kensa kuli. Tavana izo shimbululwa kuiswa kamso kona kuli mwendi kamso kona luka kona kutwa kuli litava chole zikaza machwani muzeko ukakala chwani
mhm
yeah Apa kuti kwakavangwa kwakuyeza halanya. Asine vona kuri kunani tava ya kuri vashimani kwa Kavango East kwa skolo. Sisifumane hama Kavango East. Kona kuri kiskolo sa Shambiu Senior Secondary School. Sisifumane hama Skiriti sa Kavango East. Vava chauzi mavani. Mi kiku chaula kuweza protest kapa?
En, ba bako ni kuweza kuweza bako ni ku kiliponiso.
Kiliponiso.
En. Bako ni kuweza liponiso.
Inse yungu chaula basi nengela.
Kiku chaula liponiso sitraka. En. Kwa ufela mumu kwa na kuivela.
Mane straka yako na kutuwa hala eni.
Na mjibu kulibatuwa ezanga liponiso.
Liponiso.
Yeni. Ya msikala zutuwa kari nizu leo. Oh.
Ne, mahava sali seveli sanga fela batufa.
Nani ziwa kuli liponiso yasiku yeza showcase?
Batiri. Liponiso kiku chaula. Kwa na mwane vali vizezanga kari. Liwa eza liponiso.
Okay, kona kuri, kisi kwa ta sava shimani, kwa skolo sa Shambiu Senior Secondary School, vava konle kuyeza straka mavani. Mi straka savo na straka sa mlaho amulao, ova hanisa kona kutina tumaboksa mwa hostel. Matuziva tumaboksa mwasa.
Tuma boxa kiki lunar sika lunar stalto welto yezanga mwindi baba nchake ukibona bazi bali kazeo lunar
ma boxa shota ma azivos ninga
kia fiao lunar ziva fela libe muda za zanto
libe muda zifi
mupura kuli lunar ma boxa ni
ma boxa shot
Mwaziwa kulinewe likatulo za mapayolo, kapaki payolo yani.
Paulo.
Kapaki paulo yani. Anisika itina na?
Au.
Yen.
Amisika itina king.
Mina. Mina nilusia.
Sina takazo.
Uto angafela kuli. Yomu mwane mwa hostel batafela kuleka payolo.
Paulo. Ki paulo ki grasshopper. Paulo.
Grasshopper.
Makatu wa malerio na chisebu tatao.
Na chisebu tatao.
Kwa na mana nisako mwako kuli nika chenu le grass, nto grasshopper.
Esi grasshopper kiyo ni yeso nenge matenesi. Kapa?
Grasshopper, hanzibu nina kumitolo kena wanachwani. Kono, ina ni mudika kwa solu ya teni, kwa tasi ya teni. Ina ni mudika kie terili. Ila tuwa hulu kiva na vaskolo.
Nalwa likubali utine zeo.
Eni.
Tupotila tuma boxa tono tutuwa. Nikitu soningi ma. Tupa vizoko
kwa nikima. Kitu mekunda.
Kima tranki.
Kima tranki.
Oh, tolu watu ziba toko. Antikona tutu vizoko kwa nikima boxa.
Eni,
kima tranki kona. Nyosa zibi matu vizezo.
Eni, tuma tranki kona tuma boxa shorts. Kapa tuma boxa pants. Kona kuri kutivo baba hulu va hostel viki efelire. Ne va luansize va shimani vene vasweli kuzamaya. Kwa hostel inge kusinaze va tinire. High seat ona tuma boxers to.
Ne.
Eni. Kona kuri. Mimane kukuluvi wa kuri kuti ona vana na vao nevalumezu kwa mandu. Vakengsayo na ona tavae yene yeza hezi. Ya kuza maenge vatinile fela maboksa shorts. Kona kuli mama fellow aviki. Baba mbashemi seli kuyo kutsa vana bavona kwa hostel. Mi nebavule rakuli hakuna mlao. Oli ten. Ozi vahala. Ohansa vanana kutina maboksa shorts ma hostel. Me vo circuit education inspector wa Shambiu. Vo Blasius Hater. Ma vani ne bavule skuli. Tavaye, vasweli kwi talima, isweli kufumana tatululo. Me vae keliza kuvulera kuli, ne bavulezi. Ni vashemi. Baba nanava, mkuba tolokera. Milao, ye riteng ma hostel. Kona kuli. Kutiba konle kulumera mutu, ya azweli la ma ofisi ya vona. Yona ya circuit education. Kona kuyako, kulibayo ambola tavae, nivo principal. Waskolose.
Kona kuya kamlao, wa akunamlao, kama nituli wosupeza zeo kono. Kuna ni milao ya skolo. Kakuli, hai baba tuwa inzi ma hostel, ki dormitory, ya bashimani. Nibona kuri mutu kona kuzamani kona kantoka haya kwa kutapa. Haya kwa kutapa mi hasa feza kutapa kila to utotina. Wakona kuzamani kona ni uzamani tona tuntoto. Chwale mwende butata kikuli kikuno kuno zama ma hostel unge kusina kuri mwende house kayo tapa. Ha usupeze kuli uyotapa kono usupeza kuli unzi felao. Mwende foko nafane kufosa hazi ane bakali mezwi. Ni kono. Kuna ni milao. Kuna ni milao. Tuanye nge moto wa zama mapunu. Hako ni kuza mama punu. Kutu wabona kila itia hao. Kuli hakuna mula oku hanisa uza mama punu. Kuna ninto evi zo kuli public indecency.
Kono kwa hostel vos nengela public indecency chwani?
Ma hostel ni mwona. Kuna ni milao ya ten. Iba fava va hostel. Kuli seva sona kuyeza. Nto ninto ina ni milao ya yona. Lunani luna ni milao. Kukufumana wa uza mama punu chwana usupeza kuli hauyota pa. Kikinto, yo, ba, shapa mani.
Moze kwa wawu na kwa lokala. Na wana seluka sila. Yensha.
Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Okay. You may proceed.
Yes, your worship, part of the complaint that was received was that petroleum products were also supplied to an entity called El Rongo Petroleum Petroleum CC. It's an entity at the time for the transactions in question, it was owned 100% owned by Mr. Leon Ondaho from May.
Just pause. Yes.
From May 2022 through to, I believe, November 2023, your worship.
Yes.
And in this regard, your worship, the transactions which were reported started from December 2022 through to May 2023, your worship.
Just pause. December?
December 2022 through to May
2023. Yes.
So Erongo had received petroleum products from Namco Trading, following an agreement, a fuel supply agreement that was signed between Namco Trading and Erongo Petroleum on the 10th of September 2020, your worship.
Just pause. When was it signed?
I believe it's 20 September 2020, Oshi. Your Worship, as far as our investigations was able to establish, was that at the time Erongo Petroleum was onboarded as a customer of NAMCOR, they were given a credit limit of 3 million.
Credit limit of?
3 million.
Yes.
Your Worship, in November 2021, they applied for a credit, for an increase in the credit limit, and an amount of 10 million was approved as the new credit limit for Erongo Petroleum, Your Worship.
So 10 million.
10 million. Two credit guarantees subsequent to the approval, Your Worship, of the increase. Two credit guarantees were submitted by Erongo Petroleum. One was for 6 million and the other was for 4 million, which makes up the 10 million.
Yes.
Which meant, Your Worship, NAMCOR Trading could supply petroleum products to Erongo to the value of 10 million without a prejudice, in a sense that, you know, the debt was, you know, they could always demand the credit guarantee should Erongo Petroleum default. However, Your Worship, the credit guarantee for 4 million was recalled. I don't have the date as to when it was recalled. Somehow it was cancelled.
Just pause. Yes.
However, the credit limit remained at 10 million. Your Worship, evidence gathered indicated that from the point when Erongo was onboarded through to from 2020 through to August 2022 and perhaps November, the conduct of the account was good, Your Worship. And hence,
can you just repeat the time period council did not hear?
From the time Erongo was onboarded, which is somewhere 10 September 2020,
yes,
through to, we can push it maybe to November, December 2022. The conduct in terms of the account profile was good.
Yes.
Your Worship, hence the limit was increased in 2021 to 10 million when they applied. Between December, Your Worship.
December which year?
2022. And May 2023.
Yes.
The account balance for Erongo Petroleum CC was standing at 238 million.
Yes.
238 million. Meaning, which meant that Namco Trading had supplied them with petroleum products to the value of 238 million, for which little payments were made. Your Worship, at the point when ACC commenced with these investigations,
yes,
Namco Trading had demanded the guarantee of 6 million. Which meant that the total exposure reduced to 232 million. That's correct. So it's 238 less 6, and then it goes to 232 million.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes.
Your Worship, it was established during the investigations that the approval process that was followed, it's similar to the method that was done in Erongo, I mean in Echo. My apologies, Your Worship, in Enercon.
Yes.
Where Mr. Velemse, Ms. Jennifer, and Ms. Olivia had approved the supply of fuel in this regard, above the credit limit. Your Worship,
yes,
evidence also established that there were payments that were being made to
all eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters. Do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months. Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry. You can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Totaling 950,000, Your Worship.
Yes.
Were made into the account of Panduleni Farming. Which is an entity that was established that it's owned by the husband to Ms. Hamukwaya. Interestingly, Your Worship, was a transaction of 500,000. That was made on 17 December 2022. Yes. By Erongo Petroleum. CC. Through Quality Meat Supplies, and then credited into the account of Panduleni Farming. And I'm saying the transaction is interesting, Your Worship, because on the 14th of December 2022,
just pause.
Please. Ms. Hamukwaya had approved a purchase order in favor of Erongo Petroleum CC.
Yes.
Where they received petroleum products to the value of over 22 million.
Yes.
Which investigations, Your Worship, concluded that it was a result of the fuel that Ms. Hamukwaya had approved. Similarly, Your Worship, Mr. Velemse also received, I'm speaking under correction, Your Worship, an amount of 1.6 million. Through Quality Meat Supplies, Your Worship. These payments, Your Worship, originated out of Erongo Petroleum CC, Your Worship. And that was between the 15th of July, when he first received.
15 July, which year?
2022.
Yes.
When he received an amount of 150,000.
Who are you referring to? We? I think you said Velemse.
Velemse.
I suppose it's Velemse.
So this amount of 1.6, Your Worship, is comprised of various other transactions totaling 1.6, which were made between 15 July 2022 And November 2022, Your Worship.
Okay. Yes.
Your Worship, there was an amount which I have already mentioned before the court, which is an amount of 10,000 Namibian dollars, which happened, I believe, Your Worship, is around the first week or the second week of August, somewhere early August.
Which year?
2022.
Yes.
Which was paid to Miss Dunaiski by Mr. Austin Elindi. I must also mention that although Erongo Petroleum CC at the time was 100% owned by Mr. Ndaho.
Just slow down.
Yes.
There was power of attorney authorizing Mr. Austin Elindi to be making business decisions on behalf of the entity.
Which entity?
Erongo Petroleum CC. Your Worship, Mr. Mulunga was suspended somewhere in April.
Yes. Which year?
2023. Because of the number of investigations, internal investigations that were being conducted internally by NAMCOR. One of those investigations related to the, you know, the supply of fuel to the two entities, which is Erongo Petroleum CC and Enercon. At that point in time, Your Worship, NAMCOR placed a moratorium on any further supply of petroleum products to the two entities.
Which two entities? Just
Erongo Petroleum and Enercon.
Yes.
I must put it on record, Your Worship, that as far as Enercon is concerned, the supply of fuel had stopped in, I believe, November 2022. And for 2023, it was more transactions, or rather the supply of fuel for Erongo.
Okay.
Your Worship, despite the moratorium that was placed by NAMCOR,
yes.
Miss Jennifer and Miss Dunaiski further authorized fuel supply to Erongo.
Yes.
And I must mention, Your Worship, this was the month that Miss Amukwaya was serving her last notice, if I'm not mistaken, her notice period, when this was done, Your Worship. And I believe that is a Erongo purchase order 119, Your Worship.
1 month.
That's correct, Your Worship. I don't have the value right now of that purchase order, Your Worship, but I can get it when we proceed, Your Worship.
What do you mean she was in her last month?
She was leaving NAMCO. I believe her term was coming to an end or something like that, Your Worship.
Is there anything you want to add with regard to Erongo Petroleum, CC, before we take the lunch break?
Is perhaps, in terms of the evidence, Your Worship, that we got out of NAMCOR, Ms. Dunaski was questioned about this authorization that was done, and so was Ms. Amukwaya.
Yes.
Ms. Dunaski was not very happy about it, and she left NAMCOR as well. I can't confirm the date, but she also resigned from NAMCOR.
Yes.
And Your Worship, we understand that when she resigned from NAMCOR, she went and started working for Erongo Petroleum CC. Subsequent to which, she became the girlfriend to Mr. Austin Elindi, Your Worship. But I cannot confirm as to whether this was before or after she left the employment.
Okay. Bishop, I believe this will be an opportune time to adjourn for lunch.
Your Worship, but we need to address this, I think. Mm-hmm. That is the reason we said, and we have been asking the court in numerous occasions to rule on relevancy. We cannot have a situation where people's matters that are not relevant being placed on record mischievously. Your Worship, you have a bigger role to play in matters of this kind. What was assuming is correct. I'm actually acting for Austin Elindi, wherever he is now. What is the purpose of leading this evidence, Your Worship, before you and the court? We have been asking since the beginning. At one point, my colleague, Mr. Caspel, even asked, because of what is happening, maybe we need ruling in written form. Your Worship, you cannot have court proceeding being turned into something else. It must pertain to a bail application. Let's assume it's true there was that kind of a relationship. Why was it necessary to lead it? Why, Your Worship? This is unacceptable.
In fact, Your Worship, I, in amplification, wish to say it is becoming discomforting, Your Worship, that this court would just give us cold comfort, telling us it's on record, and we will let serious objections slide by, Your Worship. That point has come where you have to make rulings, Your Worship, whether it be extempore or written rulings, Your Worship, but this is becoming unacceptable.
Any response?
Your Worship, I have to apologize. I think yesterday I had indicated that I'll be engaged.
Yes,
also.
It's
yes.
Your honor.
Yes, my Lord. Your Worship, but I just want to reply. When I started with this matter, I think Your Worship will recall that there were a lot of remarks, in fact, some of them very irrelevant to the issues, specifically the ones that relate to Omundele, where the potatoes are being produced by Mr. Those remarks were made by Mr. Namanje, who represent the first and the second applicant. In fact, we did not take issue with regard to that. So if it was a slip of the tongue by the witness, perhaps, or irrelevant, I think there was no issue made with regard to that aspect. What relevance do the potatoes produced in Omontelo they have to do with the current bail application?
Yes.
Yes, I do not think we should then be reprimanded or chastised just because these issues are being mentioned. Those will be my submissions in short, Your Worship.
Your Worship, if there is something that is said by someone and you have an objection, as counsel, you have to stand up so that it becomes an issue to be determined by court. You can't, when we raise objection, then you start saying, telling us history, when you did not stand up and object. So, but the point is, the last part of the statement made can never be made in court proceedings in Namibia. Can never be made. What was the reason to lead such kind of evidence? Simply, it's simply to harass even somebody and shame somebody. My client, Elindi is not even, Austin Elindi is not in this proceeding. And the accused person, even if she's accused number four, she cannot be scandalized in a manner that dehumanizes her in court proceedings. That's why we have a presiding officer. So with greatest respect, it's not good to say the other day, this counsel said what? I raised an objection. And I think the court must caution that the witness, it appeared to be the witness, and I remember your lordship to give you an, this is happening because there is no leading of the evidence because the witness appeared to be the one leading. Because I was even looking at the policy, credit policy, when your lordship, the witness, stated that the other official do not have decision-making power. I went to that policy and I realized there is no such. So this witness is even interpreting documents. So I think the state must accept and the witness must accept what happened in this court. It's unforgivable. It's unacceptable.
Your Worship, just briefly to cement a submission by my colleagues. This is made more devastating because everything is being broadcast, both here and outside in Namibia. The statement by the witness, not only irrelevant, but it's defamatory. It does not add any value to the present bail proceedings. With due respect, Your Worship, in order to respect the privacy, the right to privacy of the parties being mentioned, I think it's fair and just that the witness be ordered to retract that portion of the evidence. Please, the court, Your Worship.
Yes, now the court understand the concerns. Now, unlike maybe to all of us, the court and all of you counsels, we are hearing this at the same time when the witness is being said. The court is not privy to what the witness is going to say. So we all hear that what is being said at the same time. Now, where there are issues is for both counsels to object. Raise objection and the court deals with that at the right time. Now, the word being said, I understand and I am also of the considered view that it was not necessary, it's not relevant at these proceedings to go to that extent. Can we then deal with the issues? As I indicated from the onset, we deal with bail application. The issues relevant to the bail application. Then it's opportune time for the court to adjourn for lunch break.
Your Worship, I just want to indicate something. My colleague, we apologize for the manner in which perhaps if the case, the way it's being conducted, but it's just because sometimes I have commitment somewhere. But I just want to inform the court that I'll be taking over after lunch because Ms. Hinda rather has commitments elsewhere. And I would like to apologize for what the witness has said. But I think going forward, if there is anything irrelevant that will be said, we will also be on our feet to object to that. I think it has been going on for some time.
Yes, but that is in order, Counsel, yes. You are on the record from the onset, so please. There is no need for apology. The court adjourns until 1400.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.